With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is pleased following the bilateral trade agreement between the United States and Japan that will lower Japan's massive tariff on U.S. beef. The NCBA's Kent Backus explains.
Under these new terms of trade, U.S. beef will be on equal footing with all of our competitors in the Japanese market. This is important for us because Japan is our number one export market. Last year, we sold over $2 billion worth of beef to Japanese consumers at that 38.5% tariff. We're very excited of what 2020 will hold for us when we'll be at a level playing field in Japan. This is an important development for producers on the ground because Japan, as our leading export market, already accounts for about $80 per head. With new expanded access and more competitive access in Japan, we could see that value grow even more. There's strong demand throughout Asia, and we were concerned that not having an equal footing in our number one export market would be detrimental to our producers. So this is a great day for us, and we're excited for what the future holds in Japan.
You can understand the frustration when you learn that the U.S. beef faced a massive 38.5% tariff, while Australia, Canada, Mexico, and New Zealand all faced just a 26.5% tariff. I'm Rick Worthington. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. If you missed any portion of our program, you can find it online at aginfo.net. You can also find us on Facebook.